we go, blue, baby. Right. Eli.
You have a great practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Great people.
And a live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Rain in the forecast, and through the rain and the fog, you can see MetLife Stadium. Welcome to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. And Mother Nature has forced us into our studios here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. So glad you can join us over the next half hour. Sean O'Hara and I will take a look at the Big Blue practice on this Thursday. Their final tune-up in preparation for Saturday night's preseason opener in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. And, Sean, the Giants were outside, but the last 35 minutes or so, they had to go into the field house. Good thing they have it, but it disrupted practice a little bit.
Yeah, it's what Tom Coughlin would like to call a midstream adjust. You know, you're out on the field. You know, the biggest thing is just the cleat factor. You know, for a lot of guys, they have the spikes in there, so now you got to move inside of the turf field, but you know, that's something that, one of the reasons why they moved down here for training camp, because they had the luxury of moving indoors. Otherwise, if they were up in Albany, they wouldn't have that option.
All right. And one of the things that they did during practice today is it was a carded practice. Yeah. You'll see position coaches holding up cards. Explain to the fans what that really is.
Well, the carded practice is basically, you know, they're showing the defenses or the offenses that the other team is going to be playing. There you see one of the assistant coaches holding up. He's got the toughest job on the field right there. The guy holding up the cards, because he's trying to get this whole scout offense to run the Pittsburgh Steelers plays. And basically what you're doing is you're showing what you think the Steelers are going to be doing on game day. You know, different variation. You know, what type of offense Todd Haley bring in that's different than what you've been seeing in practice going, you know, against the Giants, your own offense.
Yeah, and it's not so much that they really game plan, but they have an idea of what Pittsburgh and Haley like to run. So they want to give their players a good look at that. And the Giants are obviously very excited about getting an opportunity to play a different opponent after practicing against each other each and every day. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin is looking forward to the challenge.
Well, there's a lot of hitting. It's just a lot of tackling. That's the thing. The thing that you are not prepared for, other than the form tackling, which we do, that's the number one defensive drill that we do. You know, you're going to tackle live for the first time. You're going to be brought to the earth live for the first time. Ball security is a big issue. You know, head up, see what you hit. All of those type of things that are taught from a fundamental standpoint are now going to happen full speed. So people have to be ready for that.
Sean, how important is it from your experiences as a player? You know, your season ends, you go through all the OTAs and everything else, but to finally get out and hit, even as a veteran.
Well, it's definitely more crucial. And when you look at what the players are forced with now with the CBA, you have limited live action in training camp. So now these preseason games where you're actually tackling, where you're actually playing full contact, it becomes even more paramount for these players to get those reps.
Do you remember your first preseason game?
I do. I do. 2000 against the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, the excitement of putting on an NFL uniform and running out there. I remember the veteran saying, hey, slow down, young buck, because in the warm-ups, I knew that might be the only time I actually get to play. So I was going full speed, 100 miles an hour. Uh-oh, Bob, we got some throwbacks.
Yeah, you're clearing a little space there.
Yeah, I remember this play right here. That was really nice. Notice Chris Snead not doing a thing right there, just jumping around, you know. The excitement for these young guys, Bob, for these preseason games. I mean, listen, the one thing we always said was, preseason games don't count, but they do matter. And for a lot of these players, you're fighting for your NFL career, not just with the team that you're on, but you're also, you're showcasing your skills and your ability to the other 31 teams in the NFL.
Sean, obviously, the member of the Giants Super Bowl 42 championship ball club that beat the New England Patriots. When Sean broke in, though, it was a member of the Cleveland Browns trying to make the National Football League. All right, injuries are always a part of the game. Let's take a look at the Giants injury update. And Terrell Thomas working with that knee. Chris Snead's got the hip. You see Justin Pugh, Brewer, Terrain with concussions. Cooper Taylor been bothered by a hamstring as well. So these are some of the injuries that players have to deal with. And, you know, it's interesting because Justin Tuck is a guy that's been bothered by back now the last couple days. How big a concern is that for you?
Well, I think it's a concern anytime somebody is dealing with a back issue. I feel like Justin Tuck, you know, we've seen him have issues that have lingered throughout the season, so that's probably why they're being cautious with this. Justin Tuck looks great. Bob, I know you've seen him here at camp. I mean, he looks lean. He looks like he's in the best shape of his career. So, you know, they're just being cautious with him.
All right, and with those injuries on the offensive line for the Giants and Chris Snee coming back from the hip and James Brewer with the head injury, Brandon Mosley is most likely going to start on Saturday night. We'll hear from him when we return to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+.
It's time for today's Giants Training Camp Play of the Day. David Carr back to throw, looking for Keith Carlos, but it's taken away by second-year player Jayron Hosley, and he brings it back the other way. That's today's Giants Training Camp Play of the Day.
Hey, we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Jayron Hosley expected to have a big role for the Giants in their secondary in his second year in the National Football League. Well, the Giants are going to need a little help on the offensive line with some of the injuries that they sustained, including Brandon Mosley, who gets an opportunity to start this week. Anita's Mark spoke with him earlier today.
Thanks, Bob. So, Brandon, preseason game number one against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Saturday. Unfortunately, because some of the injuries that have taken place on the offensive line, you're expecting to get a lot of playing time. How excited are you?
I'm really excited. I taking a year off kind of just it brings even more excitement to it. You know, just it's been so long since I played, and I just can't wait to get out there and go on the field.
Well, let's talk about that. Ankle injury, went on the IR last year. So added motivation, desire to get out there, show the coaches what you can do on this offensive line this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got to do that a little bit at this camp, and now I'm ready to be able to do it against somebody else. So I'm excited.
Versatility really defines you. You can play guard, you can play tackle, and that's a trait that the Giants organization loves. Do they not?
Oh, yeah, they do. And, that's kind of, you got to be able to play, you know, any position. You know, you never know what happens. Somebody goes down, you got to be able to fill in right away. So you got to be able to know everything about all the positions.
Last but not least, the coaches said out of all the Giants players, you gained the most strength from last year to this year. What do you do in the offseason to do that?
Just worked really hard, trained a lot with Snee, so that helped out a lot. He knows what he's doing, so it's just a lot of training and working out.
Well, good luck this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bob.
All right, Anita, thank you very much. And we take a look at the line on Brandon Mosley, who was drafted by the Giants in the fourth round of last year's draft, played in two preseason games, and then placed on injured reserve after the second preseason game with an ankle injury. All right, he's going to get an opportunity to get a lot of playing time. What are some of the things that you saw out on the practice field from him, and what about the fact that he hasn't played a lot in his second year?
Yeah, Bob, I mean, the inexperience, that's going to be a factor. The good news for him is he's in between Boss and Deal, some veterans, so they'll be able to help him out during the game. But physically, you know, he's a big guy. You know, Anita talked about how he got stronger this offseason. So I think that's one of the things that you see a lot of is, you know, the players in year two of a program, their strength level increases. So I really like, you know, the physical factor that he brings to that line in the run game. You know, I think the pass game, that's always one of the toughest things when you're moving from tackle to guard, dealing with that different space.
All right, what about the challenge that he faces on Saturday night and the fact that the Giants are basically a 4-3 defense? He's going to go against Dick LeBeau's Steeler team, and although they won't be game planning for the Giants, it's a 3-4. It's a different mindset. We talked about that during practice.
Yeah, absolutely. The 3-4, that scheme is different. You mentioned Dick LeBeau. I mean, this was the number one ranked defense last year in the entire NFL. So it's going to be a challenge. Recognition-wise, that's the biggest thing. And you know, Bob, you brought up the cards. We mentioned that before. For protection-wise, when you're going against a 3-4 defense like Dick LeBeau has, it's about the declaration. You know, is it a 3-down front? Is it a 4-down front? So that's going to be the biggest challenge for him, is just the recognition, okay, who's the linebacker, who do I have? You know, physically, I think he'll handle himself fine. But just as you come up the line of scrimmage, things happen so much quicker in the game. Dick LeBeau, he loves to bring those two inside linebacker blitzes. We used to call it the Mike Jack crosstalk. He loves to bring pressure up the A-gap. So as a guard, that's what you have to do. When in doubt, block inside out, Bob.
All right, speaking of a guy who played guard, he started left tackle for two Super Bowl championships. Now he's playing right tackle. Your buddy David Deal, who looks like half a deal. with the amount of weight that he's lost.
Well, he's still a big boy. You know, Deal was always, you know, he was always fairly lean, but he definitely looks like he's really trimmed up. And I think, you know, one of the things that David has realized is as you get older in this league, you know, you have to really lean down. You take care of your body even better. Dave loves doing all that stuff, massage, acupuncture, always in the cold tub. So I really think that, you know, his body, it looks great. He looks like he's a man on a mission. I think he's out to prove to people that he's a starter. And, you know, he's going to be the starter for this team, I think, week one going into the season.
All right, well, the Giants want to run the football effectively. They ran it better in 2012 than they did in 2011. What about opening up holes for David Wilson? David's excited about the opportunity of getting a little contact out there.
Oh, I'm just looking forward to contact again. We haven't had contact since the Philadelphia game. And out here in practice, you get a little bit, but it's real minimum, and it's really mostly tagging up. So I'm getting ready for the break some tackles Saturday.
Sean, we know he can break tackles, but there's other components to playing running back. What are some of the things that he's got to improve upon when it comes to pass protection?
Well, it's the front recognition. And, you know, we were just talking about it with Mosley. And when you are going against a defense that you're not familiar with, so now the 3-4 defense that he's looking at, you have to understand, okay, where are the safeties? You know, as a running back, you also have to be able to see the corners. So you have to be able to see a guy that's 20 yards out from the football. You have to see your peripheral. That's a big factor. And any coordinator, defense coordinator, that sees a young quarterback or young running back, they're going to bring pressure. So that's one thing. It's the mental part more than the physical.
Do you think most likely as the season gets going, Andre Brown will be used more in those obvious third down passing situations?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. You know, Andre Brown has a little more experience. You know, I think it makes sense for him to come in there because he's more familiar in this offense, more familiar with Eli.
All right, we're going to go to the other side of the football and talk a little defense. We'll hear from Justin Tuck. He talks about a couple of the rookie defensive linemen as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, on a rainy Thursday. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Bob Popo along with Sean O'Hara here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Got moved inside because the rains came. About the final 35 minutes or so of the Giants practice was moved indoors after the rains came. And one of the reasons why they went indoors as well was because there was a threat of lightning in the area, and they wanted to get the players, the video guys, and obviously all the fans to a safer place. Well, we had a chance to hear from Justin Tuck, and he talked about a couple of young defensive linemen in DeMontre Moore and Jonathan Hankins.
Moore has been explosive. He's still very raw, but you can see the talent. You can see the potential there. Hank is, you know, quiet and just he's more polished. You can tell he's had great coaching. And obviously, he's played big time football. Ohio, both of them have, but you know, Hank just seems to be a little bit more polished right now. But the potential of Moore is you know, off the radar right now.
Well, the Giants are looking for both of those young players to really contribute this year. And that leads us to today's Twitter question of the day. Each and every day, we like to get a question from our fans. This is from @AlexJNM. What does DeMontre Moore need to show in the preseason to earn extended playing time? Sean?
Well, Bob and Alex, great question. You know, I think DeMontre Moore, I think he's already shown in practice his ability to get to the quarterback. I mean, he just has a natural ability to rush the passer. And watching him in one-on-ones, Bob, two things stood out to me. Number one, he's got super long arms, which creates separation against the offensive lineman. But he gets great leverage when he runs the circle, as they talk about with defensive ends. And watching him in college when he was at A&M, the one thing that you saw was when he beat the offensive lineman and actually got to the quarterback, he finished the sack. He got to the quarterback. You never saw a quarterback breaking loose. He actually finished the play. That's big. I think he fits really well into Perry Field's scheme. You know, they call the NASCAR package, coming in on third down. I see him getting a lot of reps with that, with JPP being out, and now with Tuck possibly missing some time as well. So that's great for him, great for a young guy like that to get that experience.
All right, that's good news for Giants fans. And Sean's scouting report of DeMontre Moore. What about Jonathan Hankins? You heard Tuck say that he feels Hankins is a little bit more polished at this point, and Nita had a chance to talk with the Giants' second-round defensive tackle.
Thanks, Bob. So, Jonathan, your defensive line coach, Nunn, said that you came in great shape. You're about 320 right now. How does playing at that weight help your game?
It helps me a lot. You know, being a little lighter helps you, you know what I'm saying, with your legs and being able to go out there and play as hard as you can and, you know what I'm saying, run to the ball and not have that extra weight that I'm used to having. So it's been good, and I've been playing well, and I'm hoping to keep it off.
I'm sure you're aware of this. The Giants, 28th in the NFL against the run last year. Not great. They knew that that was a priority coming in to stop the run. And so, of course, they went out and they drafted you in the second round. How are you going to help the Giants stop the run this year?
I'm going to do the best as I can. You know, run stopping is what I do. I take pride in that. And I feel like with the guys that we got on the D-line right now, I feel like we have a good core of guys that can do that. And I feel like we're going to be firm at that this year.
But I'm sure you also like getting after those quarterbacks, right?
Oh, yeah, I like doing that, but I also like seeing those DNs get after them. But whenever I get a chance to get, I'm saying, a shot at the quarterback, I'm definitely going to take it.
All right, so a lot of defensive tackles here at camp. Who's been your mentor, your leader? I know Colin Jenkins is here, yeah. Big baby Sean Rogers. who's kind of helped you along so far?
I would say the whole group of the D-line, especially the D-tackles. You know, we're a tight group, and, you know, whenever we do something wrong or we're not doing what we're supposed to do, they always correct us right away. So I feel like this is definitely a team and a group atmosphere. And, you know, we all want to see each other do well. And that's the good thing I like about this group.
So I heard your nickname is Big Hank.
Yeah.
Come on. You got Sean Big Baby Rogers. You got to get more creative than that, no?
I think Big Hank is pretty creative. Everybody know me by that. So if anybody got any other nicknames that can flow right, I'll take it.
All right. Let's see. Bob, any suggestions? Back to you.
Well, anyway, we can call him Hank the Tank, but it really is incumbent upon whether you make plays or not. And that's what the Giants need him to do. Second-round draft pick this year out of Ohio State. And if he can make plays, I'm sure the New York media, the Giants fans, Carl Banks, Sean O'Hara, you guys will come up with a nickname for him.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a popular candy bar out there called O. Henry. So, you know, maybe he gets an endorsement with there. You know, I'll take a couple as a little bonus myself.
All right.
for naming him that.
All right. Now, the Giants are going to get a good test on Saturday night because one of the things they did not do well last year is stop the run. You and I talked during practice about the Steeler game last year. They're going to see some physical backs. So these guys are going to get put to a test early.
Yeah, they are. And Bob, you know, the Steelers, one of their points of emphasis for this game is going to be they want to see that offensive line, number one, healthy, and then they want to see their running backs. So they're going to get a good dose of it. And I think, you know, when I look at this Giants D-line, they're much bigger. You know, you talk about Hank, Big Hankins, but you've got Big Sean Rogers, and then Mike Patterson, who comes over from Philly, and then Cullen Jenkins as well. So this defensive line, to me, they look even more stout now just on paper, but seeing them out there in practice, they understand what people are saying about them. And that to me, is the motivation for this Giants defense. They don't like the fact that people were saying they couldn't stop anybody.
All right. Just quickly, Adrian Tracy is going to get a lot of opportunities, too. He's a guy that's flashed at the defensive end spot. He needs to really take advantage of these reps and these game situations.
Yeah, you know, he's got a great opportunity in front of him, and he has worked extremely hard. He's battled a couple of injuries, but he looks really well at the defensive end position. He actually looks even thicker now than he did last year.
All right, well, it's going to be an interesting test for the Giants on the defensive side of the ball when they take on the Steelers on Saturday night. When we come back, you'll hear from Giants tight end Adrian Robinson trying to make his mark as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Live look at MetLife Stadium. As we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. There was rain, so that moved us into the studio here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And, you know, it's a very interesting element going into this first preseason game because for guys on the bottom of the roster, you could make the case for the last 30 guys on the roster, these might be the most significant snaps they're going to ever get in the NFL where they need to show right away whether the coaches should even keep watching them.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. I mean, you're trying out.
You
not
were
just
one
for
of those guys, too.
I was.
Right?
I was a guy. I was a camp body, basically. And, you know, these couple preseason games, you know, specifically the fourth one, if you make it on the roster that long, that's when you're going to get the extended playing time. But you never know how many reps you're going to get in this game. It could be 5, it could be 20. So every snap is critical. And once you get on tape, Bob, other teams, they all view this. So you don't ever have to feel like, hey, it's just about this team, it's about the other 31 teams. So, you know, it's critical. Yes, it's a game, but for a lot of these players, it's their career.
Yeah, because, you know in the second preseason game, the starters and the significant backups will play, you know, almost a halftime. And then in the third preseason game, they try to get into the third quarter. So this is the game a lot of these guys are going to have to make their mark. Adrian Robinson's in his second year with the Giants, played in just two games last year. He had a chance to speak with Anita Marks earlier today.
Thanks, Bob. So, Adrian, Jerry Reese calls you the JPP of tight ends. What a huge compliment that is.
I think he said that because we're both athletic. You know, we both were kind of under the radar. Didn't have a lot of high number stats coming out of college, but having the athletic ability was JPP was able to produce in the NFL, and hopefully I could do the same thing.
Well, you have 1 year under your belt. You're coached by arguably probably one of the best tight end coaches in the NFL in Coach Pope. How have you progressed this year? What can we expect from you?
I expect more playing time. You know, I understand the defenses a lot better and picking up the blitzes and just understanding the plays. So now it's just about being consistent and still earning the coach's trust.
So Bear Pasco playing a lot of fullback because Henry Hanoski's been injured has really opened up, giving you a lot of playing time this camp, and you have certainly impressed.
Yeah, you know, it works out like that because Bear, he knows all the positions, and the more you know, the more valuable you are. So that's something I'm working towards, and Bear's a great leader for that. But, you know, in this league, when someone gets hurt, it opens up opportunities for other people, and I'm just trying to make the most of it.
All right, so the Giants bring in Brandon Myers from Oakland. This new kind of two tight end set wave that's hit the NFL might benefit you this season and see a little bit of that with the Giants this coming season?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, more tight ends on the field is always a good thing. And defenses, they can't hone in on you, and they only can do certain things when you have multiple tight ends. So it works in our advantage.
Well, good luck. Continued success.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Bob, back to you.
All right, thanks, Anita. Here's the file on Adrian Robinson, selected by the Giants in the 2012 draft, played two games last year. And, Sean, this is a guy that is raw, tremendously gifted athletically, but now he's got to start to show, knowing where to line up and then making plays in games.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, he's got one of the best tight end coaches in the history of the game, in Mike Pope, teaching him, you know, the tricks of the trade. And, you know, the biggest thing that jumps out at you when you watch him catch the football is that ball disappears when he gets his hands on it. And so he's got big hands. He's got soft hands for such a big guy. So his route running has been excellent in the practices that I've seen. I think he's also done a great job of blocking. And when you're the second tight end, that becomes very crucial because a lot of the times you're not the number one target. If you're on, you know, if you're on the field, you may have to stay in and block, or they bring you in on big rundowns, third and one, short yardage, goal line. So I think the reps that he gets in these preseason, like we were talking about before, those are very crucial for him. But he seems like he understands this offense. The fact that he even talked about recognizing the defense, to me, means that he understands this offense even better.
All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Prince Amukamara, strong camp so far. Played well last year. Talk about him right now and where his game has matured.
You know, I think for Prince, it's really just about his confidence. And confidence equals comfort. And I think that's what we've seen from him. You know, players have talked about how they wanted to see him with a little bit more of an edge the last couple of years. I think he's got that. And physically, he has all those tools. I think mentally, he has arrived. The game has slowed down for him.
And just quickly, Jaquan Williams, do you see him emerging, getting back to where he was as a rookie?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that's going to contribute. I mean, he's a guy that you could bring on third down, and he could cover running backs, he can cover tight ends. He's definitely going to be a factor on special teams as well.
Hey, we're going to do this again a little bit later on during camp.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
For Sean and our entire crew, Bob Papa saying thanks for watching Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG+.